So Sunday's game, low scoring affair.
Yeah, I think both teams played well on the defensive end and then struggled just to find a nice rhythm on the offensive end. Points were hard to come by. I think the difference in the ball game was in the second half, we were able to put more ball pressure and caused a few turnovers and got out in transition and made some easy baskets, and that made us shoot better from the perimeter. And then we had a nice lead at the end there and did enough things, kind of had a few turnovers, but we're able to hold the lead and walk off the floor with a good win.
And on Monday, you started off with a pretty good lead early on in the game, but they clawed back in.
Yeah. Well, we held them to 8 points in the first half. Our half-court defense was excellent, and then we had made a couple of adjustments against their pressure. Got some good clean looks at the basket, and anytime you're on the road, no lead seems to be big enough, and I was a little nervous at halftime. I didn't say anything to the guys, but we had left some points on the table that we should have made, some makeable shots. And sure enough, in the third quarter, kind of was a little bit of a lull. We started out flat, and they came right back at us and closed the gap. I think we were up to 11 or 13 at the end of the third quarter, but all the momentum was theirs. And they had kind of flipped the table on us. Now their pressure was causing us to throw the ball away, and they were getting out in transition and scoring. Our half-court defense was still real strong. But we were giving them too many looks in the open court. That continued till the end. I think the score was tied with under a minute. And we got the ball and called the timeout and ran a play. It didn't work, but I think this is key. Loudon Sandhofer is one of our captains, and he said something to Gunner Payne about, if we miss, make sure we're going to go to the boards. And they both did. And Gunner got a tip in that gave us a 2-point lead. And we got the ball back, and Thomas Durkin got fouled and pretty hard for the third time in a short period of time. So his leg was numb, and he asked for a sub. Couldn't shoot the free throw. So Braden Larson came off the bench and cold, hadn't played for a little bit, and made a pressure free throw for us, gave us a 3-point lead. Missed the second one, so Craig got the ball and called two timeouts, and we're setting up a play. And here's the other key thing I think that happened is that we talked about a couple scenarios and what would happen and what they would do. And then when they started running the play, Loudon again, along with two other guys, recognized the play, knew the pattern, and jumped the pattern so that they couldn't get the clean shot off and caused them to throw a skip pass, and they didn't get a good look at the basket. So some good leadership things happened at the end, and as a team playing smart and doing what we needed to do to win another hard-fought game on the road and to communicate with each other and take care of that on the floor, that's big for us.
But you're happy with two road wins, I imagine.
Yeah, anytime you can get out with one win's great and two is fantastic. Our league is shaping up to be very balanced. I'm watching the scores and who's doing what, and so you got to protect your home court and try and be successful on the road, and that's going to be tough this year. So to get out of there with two is big.
Get some conference games at home this weekend. What do you know about Haynes?
Key players back from last year, point guard and some wings. They shoot the ball well, fast. Transition real well. So it could be a fast-paced game. Key for us will be to control their half-court offense, and then they like to pressure the ball also. And it's been big for us all year is how we take care of the ball in our own half court, trying to get good looks at the basket. And so yeah, should be exciting. We haven't played at home yet this year, so that'll be nice. Guys are looking forward to it.